So on 2-1 and Lewis, a brother shooting dice. So I said, let's do this. Whenever you hear regulators means we are soon to hear from the governor of the great state of Maryland, Mr. Wes Moore. Toby, do you know the song Regulators?
No. No.
Like, when that comes on, are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not. It's a great beat.
So you'd never heard that song before?
I'm sure at some point I've heard it.
Damn.
I'm not real educated when it comes to music, JP.
You are, like, such a sports guy that you can't get away from anything but sports.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think that makes an impact on your dating life, Toby.
Oh, 100% it does.
Yeah. I think you should work on that. Jeff told me he was making a Tinder profile for you. How's
that
going?
That's what he said. He was telling me to send a good picture of me. I said, I'll send you when I was five. That's the last good picture.
Jeff hasn't come to work in a couple days. So that's probably impacting the Tinder profile.
Man. Yeah, he's out hunting for something, not hunting for women for me.
Pause, Toby, pause. We don't want to know what Jeff's hunting for. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is 127-77 in the last 2 years picking games with us.
That's incredible.
And last year he went 66-36.
Wow.
Now it's straight up, but I dare somebody to do that.
It's still not easy.
Not. No, man. It's very, very difficult. Governor's a busy man. He's going to call us in moments. Also, life update. The Diet Dr. Pepper, I was correct. It was Chris Russell's, and he said I can have one.
Oh, very kind of him.
Appreciate you, Roost. So the games we have teed up for the Gov, starting tonight, Chiefs-Chargers. You got to lean in that one?
I mean, you got to go KC. They always beat their in-division opponents. But, I mean, I think the Chargers are going to give some resistance this year in that division. I think the Broncos are going to give some resistance. I think the Chiefs will ultimately win that division. But, yeah, how can you not go with KC? It's never the wrong answer to pick the Chiefs.
I think the Raiders are going to be better than people think. Pete Carroll, man, Pete Carroll teams play tough. And I think Geno's just a pro that'll, you know, kind of keep it moving there.
What kind of year do you expect out of Genty?
I think Genty's good, and I think rookie backs can hit the ground running when mm-hmm. they're good. And you go to a good situation. Now, how good is that situation? We'll find out. Defensively, they've played pretty tough. Like, I just think the immediate dismissal of the Raiders is a little premature.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, they're well coached.
I don't think they're
now
a playoff team. I think that division is just super hard.
No, but they have competent quarterback play. They've got a running back. They've got probably the best tight end at this point in the league. He's so versatile. Yeah, if they play some good defense, it's just such a tough division, right? You got to play six games against the Chargers, Broncos, and Chiefs. Good luck against those guys. But yeah, they could be frisky.
I think we all are pretty high on the Broncos. I think defensively they're really good. Of those four teams, let's remove the Raiders. Of the Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, who do you think has the highest like bust potential? Like it just goes the other way.
Oh, it's the Broncos.
You think?
Yeah. Like I think their defense is good, but what if Bo Nix has the sophomore slump that everybody wants to throw on Jaden? Right? What if he just doesn't have it this year?
Sure. It's interesting. All right, we're going to get to our first batch of picks. I need a pen. Toby, do you have a pen?
I'll grab one for you.
Thank you, buddy, because I write these down. That's how we operate here. We are very excited. Maryland Governor Wes Moore back for his third season picking games with us. The Gov went 30 games over 500 last year.
So impressive.
That is incredible. In two seasons, picking games on the B. Mitchell Finley program, the governor is 127-77. Just astonishing success. Gov, how are you, sir? Thank you for making time.
It is astonishing, isn't it?
Dude, those numbers are crazy. Those are really, really good.
Listen, I miss y'all.
We missed
really
you,
did.
Dude. We missed you.
I miss you.
How's life?
I'm so excited for this season, though. I am so excited. We need to catch some games together.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm guessing I'll see you in Landover at some point.
Oh, you absolutely will.
Okay, great.
You absolutely will.
And, Governor, I want you to know I was doing my duty as a Marylander, supporting the local economy, and I hung out at MGM National Harbor last night.
There we go. There we go. I'm telling you, and keep it coming, too. All we need now is just get beer and wine in our grocery store.
I wasn't even going to bring it up, sir, but since you brought it up, come on, Montgomery County.
Yeah, it's JP's version of giving back, going to MGM.
It's for the kids. Did you watch Cowboys-Eagles last night?
You know, I did. And I have to tell you, I've heard a lot of different hot takes. Do you know my big hot take is, and maybe this is very an unpopular hot take, is that I'm not sure how good either team is going to be this year.
Ooh, okay.
That's my hot take. Well, first of all, there's some really important injuries that people need to pay attention to. And like you had literally, a season ender on the Eagles side. But also, it's like the Eagles, if you look at the fact that they were not able to really stop a pretty, not that great Cowboys offense yesterday, like that, if I'm an Eagles fan or if I'm a Cowboys fan, first of all, I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm probably feeling pretty good because they're Cowboys fans. but the Eagles, I just don't know how Eagles fans looked at yesterday and feel good about what they saw.
I agree.
Because you got to win out of it.
The only thing is, great teams win when they don't have their A game, and that's maybe the way you rationalize last night's Eagles result,
fair point.
I would think.
Fair point.
Are you ready to get down to business, sir?
Yes, sir.
Let's start tonight in Brazil. I've never been to Brazil, but I'm going to watch. Chiefs, Chargers.
This one's actually going to be a really interesting game. Here's the thing. I think it's tough to bet against the Chiefs. Even though I have to say my son is going to hate me for this because he has Herbert on his fantasy team. But I think that what we're going to see here is you're going to have a Chiefs team who really is coming back with something to prove. They got embarrassed last year. I mean, absolutely curb stomped. And when you see how they looked inside of the preseason, just in terms of their game plans and their schemes, you looked at how there is a bit of a revamping in terms of how they're looking about their offensive strategies. I think you're going to have Mahomes coming back with a new sense of urgency. And the biggest concern that we continue to see with the Chiefs is going to be their run game. Is can they get a consistent running game? Because I think it just showed itself last year, and it definitely showed itself inside of a Super Bowl where they're not able to get anything going. So I think the Chiefs come back and take this one, because I think for the Chiefs, this is not just the first game of the season. For them, this is their chance to actually try to send a message to the NFL of basically saying, don't forget about us.
I like that. Let's keep it moving here. We're going to Sunday.
Yeah, second big-time game here for you, Governor. 4:25 at Lambeau Field. Lions, both new coordinators on either side of the football. Packers with the big Micah Parsons trade. Who you got?
So, I'm pretty sure the line is they have the Lions winning this one. But I'm actually going home team. I'm going Packers. And I do think this is going to be a very good game. In fact, honestly, with the exception of maybe Ravens Bills, I think this is going to be maybe the biggest game of the week, because the Lions are coming out with a chip on their shoulder, particularly after what happened last year. I just believe that the Packers, despite the fact that that Alexander's gone, hooray for us, and also and I believe Parsons is out, so he's not going to be in. I just believe the Packers, when you're talking about the Packers at home, I think they're going to come out with a renewed sense of energy. I still think that Josh Jacobs is one of the most underrated backs that that we have in this league, hence why I also drafted him in fantasy. And so I think that you're going to have a home win on this one, where the Packers are going to pull it off.
I also have Jacobs in fantasy, so I'm with that.
It sounds like you have the Lions winning.
No, I could see Green Bay winning. I think that is a real toss up. It's gonna be really interesting if they keep Parsons out. Like, what exactly happens there? Because you pay the guy, then all of a sudden this back injury is concerning. That's an interesting situation.
Well, and then what does that mean for Washington in week 2 on Thursday night?
Short week. We're gonna be there in 6 days. All right. So we got Chiefs, Packers. I got a Maryland boy for you, Caleb Williams, Chicago Bears, taking on the Minnesota Vikings. You know, the Vikings are basically rolling out a rookie quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. What do you think of that NFC North battle?
Honestly, that's the reason that I'm going Bears. I just think that the Bears are a really tricky defense for that to be the first defense that you're going to see. And I'm not a Bears believer. I'm really not. And you know, and I love the fact that Caleb is one of us. Yet at the same time, I don't think we have seen much from him that's going to show, like, besides maybe some decent fantasy games, are you really able to put a winning team, you know, on your back? So this is going to be a very big year for him. He's going to really have to come and show out. And just like all sophomore quarterbacks, you know, we'll see, you know, where it ends up lining out. But I just think the Bears defense is tough. And I think it's going to be very, very challenging for a rookie to come out and do something, you know, do something special against them. So I'm going with the Bears on this one.
Sunday night football, Baltimore going on the road, final home opener at Highmark Stadium against Buffalo. Should be a good one. Two of the best teams in the AFC, Ravens and Bills. Who you got?
I know where he's going.
This one is going to be such a good game. Like, I've already started picking out my outfit for this game.
Are you going up for it or just to watch?
No, I'm not going up, but I'm going to be sitting there watching that thing in front of my TV.
I love it.
So it should not shock anybody. I'm going for the Ravens, but that's not just because I'm a Ravens fan. I actually think that the Ravens, this is essentially the Super Bowl for them. And let me explain. They know they're going on the road, and beating Buffalo on the road is obviously very challenging, and it's something we weren't able to pull off. We weren't able to pull off last year in the playoffs. But I continue going back to the fact that name me a team that has had a better offseason than the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, we already had basically a video game in terms of our offense. And then you add on folks like DeAndre Hopkins onto that. So Lamar Jackson now has the options of a Derrick Henry. You have DeAndre Hopkins. You have Bateman. You have Zay. I mean, you have Mark Andrews. I mean, it's actually crazy when you're looking at the offense. And then the defense picked up a bunch of horses and just got stronger. So I mean, like, I just think that this is a really talented team. I'm really liking this Loop kid, the kicker we got that's going to replace Justin Tucker. And I think when you're talking about adding folks like, you know, Jair Alexander and picking up Starks in the draft, I just think that the Ravens, there's no reason that the Ravens should not come out and beat Buffalo in Buffalo this year. Now, what is going to be really interesting to see, and hopefully I'm not speaking too soon, and you have to go week by week, is if you look at the Ravens' schedule this year, you have Buffalo on the road, you have Kansas City on the road, and then obviously you have your division rivalries with the Steelers and all that kind of stuff on the road. But those are some of your toughest games that you're going to have this year. So I really think the Ravens have a chance to have a pretty important year of destiny going on right now.
I mean, the Ravens play at Buffalo, at KC, obviously in the division, Pittsburgh and Cincy, and they also get at Green Bay and Minnesota. Those are some tough roadies, for sure.
Yeah.
Tough roadies. I'm curious. I know you have the personalized Ravens jersey. I think you have a Lamar Ravens jersey. How many Ravens jerseys do you own, sir?
Let's see. Four.
Okay.
So I probably need to replenish.
all right. Last but not least, the Washington Commanders hosting the New York Giants NFC East battle Sunday, 1:00, Northwest Stadium.
Okay, my only issue, you cannot call this an NFC battle when it's the New York Giants. They're not a legitimate football team.
Oh! the Commanders are a legit,
and let me tell you something. I legitimately think that we could be on, especially after watching what I saw last night, you know, and this is an early prediction, but it would not be shocking to me if we're watching a Ravens-Commanders Super Bowl. But
let's go!
Yes.
Which would be amazing. And so I put that off to the side. The Commanders are going to win. Here, let me say this about the Commanders. I thought, first of all, it was a brilliant move doing the re-signing of McLaurin. Because, you know, and people are like, that's a lot of money. I'm like, yeah, but this is a team that's showing they're very much in a win now mentality right now, which I absolutely love. to be in. I love teams that are win now mentality, because you go and you pick up Samuel, you pick up Debo, right? By the way, I think one of the most important pickups that you guys might have made over the offseason was actually Tunsil. And adding real strength at left tackle. I think, you know, I know everyone's talking about like Von Miller and all that kind of stuff. I actually think Tunsil might be the most important pickup that was made during the offseason. And again, I just think that right now this is the time when the Commanders are showing and will show that they might be the team to beat in the entire division right now. It's always going to be complicated when you're having a quarterback on their sophomore year, because now there's just more film. There's the teams had more time to prepare for them. And so this is obviously going to be a very important year for Jaden. But at the same time, I think everything he has shown from his first year is showing that this dude is ready for the lights. And so I think, again, you can't look past anybody, but I think the Commanders are not going to have a difficult time taking out the Giants.
I love it. All right, I got you. Chiefs, Packers, Bears, Ravens, Commanders, Governor, thank you so much. Enjoy week one of the NFL. I know you're a busy man. We appreciate you making time.
Thanks, Governor.
Listen, I appreciate y'all so much. And also, just know that we're all thinking about B. Mitch, and we're looking forward to seeing him soon. But everybody's thinking about it and lifting him up.
Appreciate that, Gov. Take care. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, bless you guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Picks are in. Dude is on fire 2 years in a row. When we come back, PFT Commenter joins the program.